and which would have kept it on the air, which would have stopped it going off in the first place in 1990. But due to the sheer inefficiency, or perhaps the cowardice of the people in Highgate, that fuel delivery had never been made. But now, of course, as far as Moore and his cohorts were concerned, they had a nice, cosy little agreement with the DTI. The ship wouldn't go on the air. Moore had actually specified that. And, you know, tenders would be allowed to be run out of it. So Moore had actually come out to us, and he promised us that the fuel would be sent out to us. This 6 tons would arrive out on the ship during the middle of August, or possibly the end of August. 6 tons, of course, would be enough to keep us on the air for about 3 or 4 weeks, and that would get us to the big fuel drop. So we had the plan. Chicago was working away on land, just getting one or two extra bits together. Chicago would come straight out, he would switch us on, and there would be no test transmissions, no the old tower on, would be back on the air, straight line. And we would carry on broadcasting, either until the big fuel drop arrived, or until they came out and dragged us kicking and screaming out of that studio. Unfortunately, word of what we were planning to do got back to Highgate. And guess what? The 6 tons of fuel never arrived. Because certain people were too scared to let Caroline go back on the air again. They didn't want to have anything to do with a ship which was going to broadcast as a pirate ship in international waters.